What we'll do until just first lot, we'll have some question and answer. Now, there's two ways we can do this. Either we give out the pieces of papers and brothers and sisters can write the questions down, or by all this, once you raise their hands, we can answer the questions. But we need to keep them relevant to the actual topic. Anything outside the topic, we can leave that for another time, another day. So if anyone has any questions, papers are here. The pens are here. And the brothers and sisters are present.
I think I asked that.
Well, you can ask that question.
أعانك الله إن شاء الله بارك الله فيك إن شاء الله نسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم إياكم الله عليكم السلام ورحمة الله أي مسبب كان يجب أن أصدق ذلك
We have one question here regarding that someone wants to know the correct position regarding where is Allah. So inshallah, we're going to cover this topic on Tuesday at 8 p.m. So we'll leave that question to them inshallah. Okay, we have another question here. Is it best to focus on memorization of the Quran first, or concentrate on the Arabic language before memorizing the Quran?
طيب الأخ يسأل يقول هل أفضل أن يركز على حفظ القرآن أولا أو يركز على دراسة اللغة العربية أولا؟ أنا أقول لا، ابدأ بحفظ القرآن إذا استطعت، إذا كنت تنطق القرآن جيد وتدرس عند معلم تجويد فابدأ بحفظ القرآن أولا. I say it is better for you to begin with memorizing the Quran if you are able to recite it well and you are studying with a proper قاري, so this would be better. لكن ما نراه من كثير من القراء أنهم يحفظون يعني يتمون حفظ القرآن وينشغلون عن بقية العلوم ولا يتعلمون, وهذا غلط. But what we found today from most of those memorizers and reciters that they keep learning how to recite and then memorizing the Quran, and after that they don't seek the knowledge, they just keep on that. ويعرفون بالقراءة بال يعني بحس الصوت وكذا, ويكتفون بذلك ويتفرغون لأمور يعني قد لا تنفعهم. And they just يعني free themselves for the يعني recitation and like that, and they may be involved in things that do not benefit them, and يعني they get less benefit from them. From the knowledge. وقد ينشغل كما نرى أكثرهم اليوم ينشغلون بالأناشيد. يجدوا قارئ صوته حسن ومتقن وفي نفس الوقت منشد. وهذا ما ينبغي. يعني and many of them or some of them may يعني memorize the Quran and give رسالة and Allah gave them good voices so they have good recitation. But at the same time, they get themselves busy with anashid. And that is, yani, in fact, not good. So, the advice for these brothers is to, first of all, memorize the Qur'an. إذا النصيحة لهؤلاء أن يتعلموا القرآن تلاوة وحفظا ثم تفسيرا ثم أو قبل التفسير يطلبوا علم اللغة العربية. And يعني they learn the Quran the way to recite it and memorize it, and then they start learning Arabic ويطلبون علوم الآية الأخرى كأصول الفقه ومصطلح الحديث وقواعد العقيدة وهكذا. So after that they start learning the principles of knowledge like the Arabic language, Arabic language, the principles of fiqh, the principles of analyzation of hadith, understanding of hadith as well, the interpretation of the Quran and the like. وبهذا يعني يتكامل الإنسان عن بعد ذلك الإنسان the mankind perfect himself Muslim perfect himself وبهذا يصبح من الأئمة يوما ما and one day he will be an imam لا أقصد إمام صلاة أو إمام يعني حكم ولكن إمام دين إمام شريعة إمام علم I don't mean that the Imam of Salah or Imam as a ruler, but I mean Imam in the knowledge, in the religion, like that. فَأَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَ جَلَ مِنْ وَفِقَّنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَارَكُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ